it's reward for the hard work everybody's put in, I think. I'd have to say the players have embraced what we've been asking them to do. It's been a swing in... You watched all the games and saw the swing in the way we would have won at Bradford or won at Scunthorpe, and opposed to winning at Oxford and Blackpool. Just the different mentality, really, I think. The way the players have embraced it and taken on the workload and just got on with it. And I think the huge credit goes to all the players who've put the effort in and the work in, not only on the match days but on the training ground, to get to those levels, to be able to perform at the level they have been. So, yep, but we do know it's not even Christmas and there's a long, long way to go. We have to try and sustain that and try and keep the players fit. You know, which is, again, Bennett is a key part of the way we've asked the team to play, and he's going to be missing for four games, and so that's a loss. But Craig Conway has similar attributes, and let's hope we can just keep rolling on, taking on everybody who comes along, whether it's home or away, be positive in our approach and try and score goals to win matches.
Just on Charlie, who's won the award for yeah. November, Tony, about 6 months ago. We've just seen him a few minutes ago, and I said to him, 6 months ago when I saw you at Brentford, I thought you'd be one of the first out of the door to go and look up the way in terms of staying in the Championship or perhaps somewhere else. Hand on heart, did you expect Charlie to be leaving Blackburn Rovers once you were relegated to League One?
You know, I was pretty adamant as I spoke to the owners that, in my opinion, all the ones who were under contract that I liked should be staying. And I'd have to say, respect to them all, they've got their heads down and worked at it and got on with it. There's business involved, of course, and if bids that have come in for our players that we couldn't turn down, or we could have used some of the funds to bring different players in, we would have done that, and yet that didn't happen. And great credit to them, really, that they got their heads down, and that's what I would say about Mulgrew. Fits into that category I was talking about. Antonissen, first and foremost, a good human being who understands this is his job, his profession, this is the club that employs him and pays him his salary, and he just works like a Trojan every day. I think I've said that recently. What surprised me about Charlie Mulgrew was how intense he actually trains every day. Sometimes talented players just get through the day and knock a few passes here, hit a few balls there, don't get involved in any physical challenges, make sure they don't get injured. But Charlie throws his body on the line in every five-a-side or small-sided drill or whatever phase of play we're doing, and as if it's his last game. And, you know, it's a great credit to him that he trains and works like that.
You expecting a football match this weekend? Are you expecting Peterborough to want to get the ball down and have a go?
I think it's the only way Grant plays. I think Grant McCann, he's obviously was a good footballer himself, a nice left foot, a good pass with the ball. He'd been played for Darren Ferguson a long time there as well. And so I think, having watched them, I think they've got individuals who have these special talents. You know, Madison is a very talented young man. But all over the pitch, they've got good players. You know, Edwards is a good player on the other side of the pitch as well. Got good footballers in midfield. Got good footballers at the back who can pass the ball as well. So, yeah, they're a good football team with obvious threats. We'll go there and be positive.